بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Continuing with the chapter on jihad, here we bring the various ahadith explaining the power of niyat, the power of a person making the good, correct niyat, how much effect it has. Imam Qurtubi rahmatullah alayhi has mentioned that if a person is not able to do any righteous deed, then he should make a determined intention to perform it. That when I get that opportunity, when I get that ability to do it in future, then I will do it. Now this will act as a substitute for that action that he couldn't do at this particular moment, but in his heart he made that niyat. So we got a very, very powerful instrument, a very powerful element, a very powerful tool that Allah Pak has given us, and this is called niyat. Niyat can make the smallest of actions into the biggest of actions, and niyat can make the biggest of actions worth absolutely nothing. It just depends on a person's niyat, what's in this person's heart. So powerful Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made this niyat, that the smallest of actions because of a person's niyat can become the biggest of actions. And the biggest of actions that looked outwardly like the best of actions, if the niyat is not right, that is worth absolutely nothing. In fact, a person will be taken to task on the day of Qiyamah for that incorrect niyat that he had. So continuing on the hadith, عن جابر رضي الله عنه قال كنا مع النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم في غزاة فقال إن بالمدينة لرجالا ما سرتم مسيرا ولا قطعتم واديا إلا كانوا معكم حبسهم المرض وفي رواية حبسهم العذر وفي رواية إلا شركوكم في الأجر رواه البخاري. حضرت جابر رضي الله عنه narrates, حضرت جابر بن عبد الله الأنصاري رضي الله عنه narrates that we were once with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam out on a military expedition. We were out with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam when he said, there are some people who remain behind in Medina. They haven't come with us, they are remain behind in Medina Sharif. You did not traverse any path, nor cross any valley, except that they were with you. You are moving out in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They are back in Medina Sharif. You haven't traversed any path, nor have you crossed any valley except that these people were with you. It was only that illness had kept them back. The only thing that held them back was they were not well. They couldn't make it, otherwise they would have also been here. But because of the niyat in their heart, they are also getting rewarded as though they are out in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Another narration has that a valid excuse has kept them back, and in another narration it comes that except that they shared the reward with you, that the reward that you are getting out in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they are also getting a share of the reward because of their niyat. And Abi Musa radiyallahu anhu anna a'rabiyan atan nabiyya sallallahu alayhi wa sallam faqala ya Rasulallah al-rajulu yuqatilu lil-maghnam wal-rajulu yuqatilu li-yudhkar wal-rajulu yuqatilu li-yura makanahu wa fi riwayatin yuqatilu shaja'atan wa yuqatilu hamiyatan wa fi riwayatin yuqatilu ghadaban فَمَنْ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ فَقَالَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ مَنْ قَاتَلَ لِتَكُونَ كَلِمَةُ اللَّهِ الْعُلْيَا فَهُوَ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ مُتَّفَقٌ عَلَيْهِ. Hazrat Abu Musa al-Ash'ari radiallahu anhu narrates that a Bedouin came up to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam and he said, oh Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, a person fights to gain booty. So this was his niyat. His fighting was to gain booty, and another fights for fame, and another fights so that his rank may be known. People may know his status. So that was his niyat for going out to fight. And another narration it comes that this person fights for bravery, and another fights to protect his family honor. That my respect, my family honor is at stake. If I don't go out, what will happen to the respect and honor of my family? So this is the niyat that he went out to fight. In another narration it has that he goes out to fight in anger. He's very upset. He goes out to fight, maybe it's revenge or something like this. So he's going out with that anger that he's going to fight with. So he fights in anger. And now the question is being posed to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which of them is in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam replied, the one who fights so that the word of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala may reign supreme is the one who is in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The one who fights so that the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala may be supreme. This is his niyat. His niyat is no personal motive. He is going out to fight in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala so that the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala may reign supreme. He is striving in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with this niyat, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's deen must become dominant. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's deen must spread. Allah's deen must become prevalent. So this is the niyat he is going with. This man is out in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So niyat is such a thing that it can make the smallest actions into the biggest of actions. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can multiply it. Like we did this hadith before this, that 700 times it is multiplied. Person is doing one action, multiplied 700 times. So therefore a person should always be on guard. Always be on guard as far as a niyat is concerned. There was one person who came back from Hajj, and one pious person went to visit him. So when this pious person went to visit him, this person who came back from Hajj, he told his khadim, that zamzam and khajur that we brought back from our 7th Hajj, give it to this person to eat. Feed him and give him some zamzam, give him some khajur from our 7th Hajj. So then this pious person told him, that your one statement of yours cancelled the reward of your 7th Hajj. 7th Hajj, what was the need to say that this is my 7th Hajj? Just say, give him the water, khajur or zamzam. There's no need. So a person is not on guard. Very easily he can, pride can come in, arrogance can come in. So a person always have to be on guard. When a person is talking, then he can slip up. That for so many years I'm doing this good action. For so many years I'm reading tahajjud. For so many years I'm giving charity. For so many years I'm doing it. So these things generally come out when a person is not careful. So a good person, an intelligent person is one who protects his actions. That I did it for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and let it be known that it was only done for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Hazrat Salim ibn Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu anhu. Hazrat Salim, he was the son of Hazrat Abdullah ibn Umar. Hazrat Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu anhu was the son of Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu. So the son of Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu's name was Abdullah, and his son's name was Salim. So he was the grandson of Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu. He was a great, great muhaddis, and he was the mufti of Medina Sharif at that time. So once he was in the Kaaba Sharif, and the leader at that time had come, Hazrat Hisham ibn Abdul Malik. He had come into the Kaaba Sharif, and he told him that if you got any needs, then let me know. Any need you have that you may have, that let me know. Now the leader is offering the pious person, that whatever needs you have, tell me about it. So in the Kaaba Sharif he replies, that I feel shy, that I'm in the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I'm in the Kaaba Sharif, and I must present my need in front of someone else besides Allah. How can I present my need in front of somebody else besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? See how careful they were of what they spoke, what they asked for. And then when he came out now of the Kaaba Sharif, then again Hisham ibn Abdul Malik came to him, the leader came to him and told him, right now we are out of the Kaaba Sharif, now you tell me any need that you have. So he replies, Salim replies, and Salim rahmatullah alayhi replies, that are you asking me as far as my worldly needs are concerned, or are you asking me as far as my akhirat needs are concerned? So he said, no, I'm asking you as far as your worldly needs are concerned. So then he said that, now Hazrat Salim rahmatullah alayhi replies, he says, well, as far as my worldly needs are concerned, I haven't presented it in front of the creator of the world, why should I present my worldly needs to you? I haven't presented my worldly needs in front of the creator, why should I present my worldly needs to you? So this is how these pious people would think. Big people always think big. For small, petty, futile things of this dunya, they won't sell the a'mal, they won't sell the akhirat. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also give us the tawfiq of checking this niyat all the time. Before we do action, whilst we're doing the action, check it. Is it only for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? And after we do it, preserve it and look after it. Don't let us spoil that action by marketing it, by promoting it, by talking about it. It was done for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Let it be for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. On the day of Qiyamah, Allah Pak will expose it. We don't need to expose it in this dunya. Allah Pak give us tawfiq of making amal. Subhanallah bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun. Wassalamun ala al-mursaleen. Walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.